plans are, make sure you keep all of them. Yeah, I said Ed, a lot of staring me in the face. It wouldn't be the first time. At least he's not behind me. Whiteside County Sheriff John Booker, good morning.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, everyone.
Yeah, I'd rather have them in front of me than behind me.
Well, yeah, there's no lights going on other than the lights in the studio here, so we're all good for a Friday.
How you been?
I've been great. It's, like you said, it sounds like a good weekend coming up. The weather's going to be good, so get out and enjoy yourself this weekend.
Happy Mom's Day.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there, you know. They're the ones that keep this world together.
That's right. Mom's always right.
Yes, absolutely.
Before we get into things that you brought in there, I'm going to go with this one first. Illinois Sheriff's Association had these scholarships, and you partake in that as well. And you got to hand one of those out not too long ago.
Yeah, we did. This week we got to hand out our Illinois scholarship through the Illinois Sheriff's Association, so it was great. A high school gal from Morrison, so, congratulations to her, and, make sure you pay attention to this. There's money out there. Everyone's getting ready to go to school, and apply. That's what I tell everybody. You never know when you might get some money and help you out through school.
That's right. And then we had a recognition, too, because, where would we be without the backbone of our dispatchers?
Yeah, it was dispatcher week, and then this week is correctional officers week. True first responders are the dispatch workers that take your call when you call 911, and then unfortunately you get in trouble. Who's going to take care of you? The correctional officers. So be nice to them too. You never know when you may need one. So two important people you should be good to all the time.
Oh, boy. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I didn't even tell you I was going to bring that up. It was like, I was thinking, earlier, and I thought about it last night. I'm like, I got to bring up a couple of things.
Well, absolutely. So, we can always, whatever we bring up, we can cover.
That's right. So let's see. Crime Stoppers get together on Monday?
Yeah, we met on Monday, pretty low for the month of April. Only three calls for the month. So far for the year, 16 total, a little over four a month. We can increase those numbers just by doing the right thing. Calling us at Crime Stoppers, 815-625-7867. We did pay out some money. One was a drug investigation that a caller gave us some information on. They got $200 in their pocket. So just for doing the right thing and giving us some information that's saying, hey, this house doesn't look right. We think something's going on. People coming and going all hours of the day and night. So we gave them $200. And then also called in a subject that had some warrants, some Whiteside County warrants, and they got $200 as well. So, we paid out $400 this month just by people calling us at 815-625-7867 and passing on some information. Good thing is we don't have a crime of the month. Not that there aren't crimes being committed, but we're doing a pretty good job staying ahead of it right now. Video, cameras and videos are sure helping law enforcement out a lot. Everywhere you go, there's a video or a camera taking your picture somewhere. So that's helping out the police a lot, and right. People are providing that to us. So thank you very much.
And you never know when you're going down a street because you can't really look at a house and go, oh, they got a Ring camera, bell camera on there. You don't know.
Yeah, these criminals aren't the smartest people in the world. And, there's cameras everywhere anymore. And, they take your pictures, so make sure you're smiling. So at least when that picture goes up all over social media or something, you have a smile on your face. And it's been extremely helpful with a lot of crimes that's been happening throughout the county.
Well, talking about photos, we haven't touched on this for a while. The each department is supposed to get the body cam and all of that. How's that working out? And we're fully operational with that?
Yeah, I think almost every city or village within Whiteside County now has body cameras. So every police officer has a body camera. Every time you have an encounter with the police, body camera will be turned on and you're being recorded. The officer is being recorded as well. So that's all in effect. Most everywhere in the county got ahead of the game and we got them earlier. You know, a huge expense, but surprisingly, the state of Illinois is doing some reimbursement for the cameras that we've had to purchase. So, you know, they're a good tool. Just know you're always being recorded every time you deal with the police. So you better make sure you have a good donut that you're offering them on that camera, not some day-old donut, because everyone's going to see that.
Wow. I don't know what we would call that.
I don't know either.
I don't
but
know where we'd put that
one. That would be a good start to Friday, some donuts out there.
My goodness. The other thing I was going to bring up is I haven't seen any in the county or surrounding counties, but I get too many stories from around the state where Scott's Law is being ignored again, and we're getting some deputies and officers struck close to their vehicles.
Yeah, we, you know, the April was distracted driving. We had many deputies hired back for that. Then we also did some additional enforcement for the month of April because of fatal traffic crashes, so we want more deputies out there. But yeah, police all around the state are increasing hours just to promote traffic safety.
Right.
And unfortunately, yeah, the Scott's Law violations are still occurring. People, emergency workers are being hit. You know, slow down, move over. Simple. You know, beside being the law, it's just a common courtesy.
Right.
And there's still people not doing it. And put the phones down. We wrote a lot of tickets for distracted driving for the month of April, as well as many places throughout the state. And, you know, put the phones down when you're driving.
You know, when these, you know, enforcement details come out, it's not just your department, Whiteside County Sheriff's Department, but also Illinois State Patrol and individual community police officers.
Yeah, and these the officers that are out there are strictly for traffic safety enforcement. They have no other job. We're getting reimbursed by the state to pay salaries or overtime for this, and all their job is to go out and do traffic enforcement. You know, we don't want to be writing a lot of tickets if we can just get you know, voluntary compliance. A lot of times a warning isn't what you're going to receive. You're going to receive a citation. And those citations, $164 if a citation is issued. So, you know, comply with the law. We want voluntary compliance more than we want to write tickets.
Right. But for the most part, everybody's been playing by the rules as far as I've seen going down the road.
You know? Yeah. You know, there's just a few that get your attention. But, you know, again, I think people see that there's a lot of police out for, you know, traffic safety enforcement. And overall, I think we're doing a good job as a county.
Yeah, and, well, school bells aren't going to be ringing much longer. Pretty soon they're going to be out, so we're going to have kids out on bikes and little kids trying to get, you know, activities, parks, pools, whatever.
Yeah, just remember, you know, watch out for the kids. Summertime's going to be coming. You know, like you say, it's hard to believe school's going to be out. You know, this weekend, prom in all our areas.
Right.
So, you know, there'll be a lot of kids, I'm sure, downtown Sterling getting pictures taken on Saturday. So, you know, just take your time and watch out for the pedestrians. You know, that we don't want any terrible tragedy to happen with any of that. So, you know, just take your time, pay attention, and, you know, again, pay attention to your neighborhood. You see something going on that just doesn't look right, call us at Crime Stoppers at 815-625-7867.
There we go. And totally anonymous.
Yeah, anonymous.
Don't
no one ever knows, and
right.
Who couldn't use $200?
Right. Right.
I mean, the price of groceries and everything else, that would be a plus, a couple hundred dollars in your pocket. And it's cash.
Yes. Or get some gas in the vehicle on a one-way trip. You got to figure out how to get back home, though.
Well, maybe you go to a city that has Crime Stoppers as well and call in another crime there, and there you go. You supported your trip.
Just happen to be visiting.
Right. I see that house. It looks suspicious.
What are the chances?
Probably slim and none, but it sounded good for a Friday.
It did. Hey, you know, you mentioned donuts there a little bit ago, but I hear in the switch of seasons here, and I have a very reliable source, but he'll remain confidential, kind of giving up the donuts and picking up the pancakes at the firehouses now, are you?
Oh, I'm doing that. And speaking of donuts, this time next Friday, you know where I'll be.
Oh!
I probably need to call in and check with you, make sure we're okay up there.
Okay, so, yeah.
Cop on a roof, Dunkin' Donuts.
I'm glad you brought that up because I wasn't going to, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah, I'm telling our folks in Dixon the wrong day, so let's keep that quiet just between us. So we want to get more money than them first. We're telling them it's Saturday in Dixon, so we want to get all their donations. But no, it's Friday statewide, 5 a.m., so we're hoping nice weather. Remember the one year it was snowing and sleeting, and I was up there about froze, but we're doing it for the special athletes just to raise some money.
Let's see here. What have I got? Friday, 67 and about a 40% chance of showers. It's better than the alternative.
60%, it's not going to.
You know, when you were up there in the mucklucks and sled dogs on the roof.
Exactly. So, So 5 in the morning till noon, we'll be there.
You know, Special Olympics, and occasionally some of them come out and just say, hey, let's go see our guys at Dunkin' Donuts, and some of the Special Olympians show up.
Yeah, we're hoping again this year to have some show up. You know, those special athletes have such a spot in my heart. You know, even if it's rain and snow, and we're going to be there.
Right.
You know, they go through a lot of challenges daily, and you never see one that's not smiling and happy and gives you a hug, and they just make your day. So that's the least we can do.
Right.
And law enforcement throughout the state, this is the biggest one ever with participants from police and Dunkin' Donuts. So this is going to be a great year. I forget, it's like $1 million they're hoping to raise that day, and they did it last year, so we're hoping to do it again.
Excellent. So who's going to be with you?
Oh, I think we'll have everyone. I'm sure there'll probably be a four-legged dog that shows up. Deputies, detectives, corrections, dispatch. It's open to anybody. So we'll definitely be having some fun.
If coppers already got a reputation of kind of eyeing things, and when you aren't looking, it disappears.
Yeah, once in a while he tries to steal a couple of those power rings, and we're going to keep an eye on him this year. We're not going to let that happen because he's been kind of eating too much, and they got him on a diet, like the rest of us. So,
next thing you know, you're going to have a treadmill in your office just for him, huh?
Exactly. You go five minutes, and I'll go 10 minutes. So,
But no, I hear you've been spotted at some of the fire department's pancake breakfast.
Yeah, it's that time of year. You know, I always go to support the fire departments, and they have great breakfast.
Right.
Last weekend was Milledgeville. Coming up the 19th is Morrison. Mm. I've been in Erie. All the fire departments have their breakfasts, and they're outstanding. And it's just great to be able to tell a fireman, hey, bring me some more pancakes.
Plus, gets you out of cooking breakfast.
Exactly.
Sundays.
Absolutely. I love it.
Wow. Wonderful. So, I was in the back of my mind about, cop on a rooftop, but I wasn't quite sure, but I knew it was coming, so I'm glad you brought it up.
Yeah, we'll be hitting social media, promoting it again, again next Friday, 5 in the morning till noon. As soon as Dunkin' Donuts opens up, we're there, and I'm excited and look forward. I got to look and see how many years it's been doing. It seems like it's been 5 or 6 at least that we've been doing this. So I think this is probably our 6th year. Or so it's a great, great fundraiser and for a great cause. So really look forward to it.
So you're on the roof. You just lower the bucket and they send you some coffee and donuts?
Yeah.
You just pull it back up?
Yeah. I bring the bucket down and two donuts and a cup of coffee and I'm good for another hour.
Then
they pull the ladder and leave me up there. They won't let me down.
Then we got to repeat.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, leave him up there. He can smell all the donuts and the coffee and everything.
That's right. So,
excellent. 5 a.m. till when?
Till noon.
Till noon.
5 to noon.
Okay, so you'll, again, see flashing lights around.
Flashing lights around.
Don't worry about it.
There's no crime being committed. No. We just want to get your attention, bring in to make a donation.
So when people come in through the drive-thru or close by, does the donation go into the bucket or do they give it to the drive-thru?
Yeah, we have a bucket there. They make a donation. Mm-hmm. We have some shirts. We have hats. We have mugs that we hand out with donations. So, and you get to meet and talk to the cops, so even better.
I might have to cruise over there.
Yeah, absolutely. We'd love to see you.
I know, occasionally you send me a photo from, because sometimes you get a great sunrise.
Oh, yeah, I'm hoping again.
My goodness, wow. So what are your plans for the weekend? Got Mom's Day coming up.
Yeah, I'm hoping to go see my mom. She's 94, so see her on Mother's Day, hopefully. And, you know, I'm sure just be around the area.
Yep.
Got to get that pool opened up and yard work. Boy. And, yeah, just enjoy the sunshine.
Absolutely. But, again, happy Mom's Day to all. Mom's always right.
Yeah, and you can't say enough things about the mothers out there. I know we said it earlier, they are what keeps us all together, and hats off to them. They have the toughest job in the world.
Yep.
And they do it so well, and can't thank them enough.
We're proof they have the toughest job in the
world. We do. They raised us. They raised us, and neither one of us are seeing our friends for correctional officer week, so we're good.
That's right. Well, hey, Sheriff, certainly appreciate your time this morning.
Yeah, it was great visiting, and have a great weekend to you and everyone else.
You also on be connecting with you next Friday from Top of the Rooftop.
For our people in Dixon, don't worry. Come over and see us in Rock Falls, Dunkin' Donuts.
Excellent. Thanks again.
Thanks, Tom.